The moment we, through the miracle of awakening, have an access to our true nature, it is the beginning of the most profound relationship in our life, the relationship between me and I am. It begins from that point. And through that relationship, these two dimensions of our identity and existence begin to grow into their own lights, until they become the one light. There is no spiritual strength without the light of I Am. There is no strength at all. There's just the will of me trying to maintain stability, some kind of a sense of self. But the real strength comes from the unification of me with I Am. I Am alone is more of a refuge than the source of strength, refuge for the me to connect with something beyond itself. It is only when they meet that the strength of the soul begins to manifest, not strength of personal will, strength of identity that is rooted in the universal light. It is a strength of reality itself, reflected in our individual existence. That strength is fundamental for our true survival, both in reality and in the world. In the dimension of unconsciousness, in which, because of our destiny and karma, we still need to continue living to complete different things. There's no survival without strength. It is our light that is our ultimate and only salvation from the fundamental insecurity of relative existence and the false self. So salvation is not that someone will save you, relieve you from yourself, remove that which separates you from freedom. Salvation is embodying your own true existence. There is a sense of profound cooperation, being co-creator of one's own liberation, salvation, transformation, awakening. That is how spirit grows into itself. It is no longer just a baby of existence. It becomes an adult, takes responsibility. Becomes a partner of reality. We all who are here, if you are really here, we are here because we have agreed to take this responsibility to enter the realm of adulthood. Obviously, each one of you needs support on many levels, and yet, without you taking responsibility, without you bringing higher recognition based on love into your existence, nothing can happen. You are essential for your own salvation. All of you are born in a prison. why, it does not matter. It's simply designed like this. You are born in a cage of lower intelligence. This cage is being protected by the guards of collective consciousness. And yet, breaking free is the very reason why you exist. It is that polarity between being imprisoned and breaking free that makes you a soul. It does not matter that most who are born in the prison die in the prison. It is not about statistics. It is about you. You have a chance. Being part of this teaching, for you, the probability to move out of prison, to break through, break free, has astronomically magnified, got enlarged. Not to use this chance, to allow the forces of the subconscious, lower intelligence, the past, to cut the roots of your inspiration and to fail is none other than foolishness. The world of freedom is designed for those of great spirit, of those who have the soul, the capacity to live in freedom. And yet on the way, you have to face everything that stands on the way. And most of it is not outside of you, it's inside you. To conquer your own lower nature and to emerge victorious. It's the very plan of your soul. And because it is a plan of your soul, it cannot fail unless you go against your soul, unless somewhere, somehow, you will betray your own soul. The plan, the destiny of the soul is designed by Creator Himself. It's not a personal strategy, it's universal. What we are doing here, we are not merely liberating the imprisoned soul, we are doing the will of the Creator Himself. It's His will. We have a relatively short time, certain number of your earthly years, and we have to pack it with intensity. So that these years are lived as if many lifetimes. How many years have passed in this retreat? Are you counting days or years? It is different time. There is a different device to measure this time. Perhaps centuries have passed in these days. You are in our world. It's not Earth. Here, each second is like a century. And what happens if you live all your life like this? We are not letting time pass by. We are concentrating it, packing it. Filling it with total meaning and intensity of the light of the Self. embodying your strength, your light. Not allowing the mind or trace of subconscious energies to touch your body of light. Lower consciousness, lower energy cannot enter light. It becomes evaporated. Empowering your light through embodying it totally. From the place of complete devotion, self-love, and surrender.